So let's talk a little bit about this new album. It's kind of a reconfiguration of the band. Tell us about the transformation.
We've all been working together as a band now for about 3.5 years. On the first two albums, I was in a relationship with one of the members. We were together 9 years, so I wouldn't say it was like a band fling or anything. But we split up, and I had sort of decided that moving somewhere would be a good transition for me. So we have a lot of the same friends and everything. So I moved to Austin, and I recorded The Mountain with session musicians because I hadn't found a live band yet. And but after I had finished recording The Mountain, I ran into Dave, who plays drums in the band. And we were in the first band I was in, at least, together years ago. It was a band called Shesus, S-H-E-S-U-S.
Nice.
We started as an all-girl band. So, And then I'd known Jesse for a long time, and I asked if he was interested in moving to Austin.
And I was at a point in my career and in my life where I needed to get out of Dodge as well. So it was kind of copacetic.
Yeah, and then we did a tour as a three-piece after The Mountain was recorded, and Mark did sound on that tour. And we all got along really great, and we'd been hearing through mutual friends that Mark was a great guitarist, and I knew that we wanted to add another member. So we ended up asking Mark if he'd be interested in joining. I don't even think we really auditioned him or anything. We just kind of knew it was going to work. Mm-hmm. And I'll try it out and see how it goes. And yeah.
And luckily, I didn't screw up.
You're still here.
Yeah, still here.
So this new album, The Arrow, is the first album now that we're all on together. And we've been playing together and working real hard on the road for three and a half years. And I think it feels really good for everybody to all finally be on a record together. And I think we're all really proud of it.
And it kind of seems like it is a road album of sorts. It seems like it's all about traveling in America and things like that. So talk a little bit about that and where those songs come from.
I think after moving to Austin and, a lot of it's kind of about sort of refining myself post-relationship. And I wrote the songs about, I guess, a year ago now. So it took me, several years to, I think, recover from that. It was been 9 years, so.
Takes a long time.
Yeah. I felt like it was kind of like a self-discovery, finding new strength in myself. And it took me a while to get that out and to find that, and I think I just kind of hit the road. This is actually post-touring for The Mountain. I took a month-long road trip towards the East Coast and stopped in Ohio, where I'm from, and visited family and friends. And actually, I came through Arkansas as well. My dad used to live in Hot Springs, and I actually wrote one of the songs we're going to play today. The first lines came to me driving through what's that forest outside of Hot Springs?
And you mean in the Ouachitas? There's Hot Springs National Forest.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was the opening lines to that song came through driving through this area. Although the song's actually I ended up writing it about my hometown, but the inspiration hit me on that road trip here. And I also visited West Texas. We have, the band has a friend out there who's got a ranch that's been in her family a long time, and there's a bunkhouse there, and she opens it up to a lot of friends to visit, and it's a really magical place, and it's just beautiful out there. It's right by the Davis Mountains and the West Texas desert, and there's Big Bend National Park not too far away, and the whole band actually spent a lot of time out there traveling, and we've played some shows in the Marfa area. So,
well, great, thanks so much for talking to me. Let's go ahead and play some music.
Okay.
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.